Welcome to this audio introduction for Northern Broadside's production of Shakespeare's As You Like It, directed by Laurie Sansom. I will be telling you a little bit more about the production, followed by the story, a description of the sets, characters and costumes, the creative team, and some more information about the performances. This co-production between the New Vic and Northern Broadsides to celebrate Northern Broadside's 30th anniversary brings a bold, refreshing style to Shakespeare's most musical and much-loved comedy. Written around 1600 and set in two contrasting communities, city and forest, the action begins in a stylish but stifling court where the Duke is all-powerful and brute strength is championed over basic human decency. The high-spirited Rosalind and her devoted cousin Celia are no longer welcome, so decide to escape into the forest in disguise. Here, they bump into the recent object of Rosalind's affection, Orlando, leading to an elaborate game of fluid identity where all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. With a cast of 12 Northern actors, this production captures the sheer joy of live performance and a celebration of the transformative power of love and the natural world. Director Laurie Sansom says, "This is the first time Broadsides has produced this magical restorative play, and we hope its playful celebration of love in all its guises feels like a suitable antidote to a period of unprecedented challenges. It's a delightful, if sometimes impressionistic, play containing some of Shakespeare's most powerful poetry and some of his loosest plotting. As a company, we have been exploring how the forest turns assumptions on their head, how gender roles become fluid, and how people discover new parts of themselves when time is queered and social structures removed. It also steers us towards a reassessment of the values we have lived by, and how living more in harmony with the natural world can help us do that. In essence, it encourages us to imagine new ways of living, much virtue in if, as Touchstone tells us, as we're asked to believe in an almost mystical renewal, however outlandish and absurd it might seem, and a wedding to end all weddings." The story. Duke Senior has been forced into exile from the court by the usurping Duke Frederick and takes refuge in the Forest of Arden with a band of faithful lords. Rosalind, his daughter, is kept uneasily at court as a companion to her cousin Celia, Frederick's daughter. Orlando, the youngest son of the late Sir Roland de Bois, has been kept in poverty by his brother Oliver since his father's death. Orlando decides to wrestle for his fortune at Frederick's court, where he sees Rosalind and they fall in love. The Duke banishes Rosalind, fearing that she is a threat to his rule, and Celia, refusing to be parted from her cousin, goes with Rosalind to seek Duke Ferdinand in the forest. For safety, they disguise themselves, Rosalind as the boy Ganymede, and Celia as his sister, Aliena, and they persuade the court fool Touchstone to accompany them. On hearing of a plot by his brother to kill him, Orlando also flees to the forest and takes refuge with the exiled Duke. Posting love lyrics throughout the forest, Orlando encounters Rosalind, disguised as Ganymede. She challenges his lovesick state and suggests that he should prove the strength of his love by wooing Ganymede as if he were Rosalind. Elsewhere in the forest, love also blossoms. The shepherd Silvius suffers unrequited love for Phoebe, who has fallen for Ganymede, while Touchstone is pursuing the goatherd Audrey. Oliver, sent into the forest to hunt down Orlando, has his life saved by his brother, becomes filled with remorse for his past behaviour, and falls in love with Aliena, Celia in disguise. Frustrated by the pain of his love for Rosalind, Orlando is unable to continue wooing Ganymede. So Ganymede promises he will conjure up the real Rosalind, and that all the lovers will finally be wed. The set. Overhead hang various garments from crisscrossed wires, costumes from 30 years of Northern Broadsides productions, either in zipped-up suit bags or hanging from coat hangers. The wires occasionally dip down to allow characters to grab or return items. On a central wooden floor, around 10 wooden coat stands of different sizes are used variously as trees in the forest, fences to keep sheep in a fold, a central maypole, and as hat stands. A couple of benches and a railing of clothing completes the minimal set. Lighting changes from flashing lights at the wrestling match to darkness in the forest, and finally to a warm, hazy glow with occasional spots of light depicting flashbacks or other devices. Once in the forest, the play moves through the seasons, starting with winter and moving into spring once all of the characters have arrived. In the second half of the play, we're in summer, and then it finally turns to autumn. The changes are indicated through lighting, costumes, and sounds like birdsong. The costumes combine the Elizabethan with the modern day. Corsets and wired crinolines are paired with t-shirts and trainers. A gold coat is worn open over a bare chest. Puffer jackets and deck shoes can be teamed with ruffled bloomers. Men wear skirts and corsets, women suits and waistcoats, and others a combination of either. Costume changes for characters are frequent and constant, and I'll describe them in a little more detail in the next section. The characters and costumes. I will now describe the 12 actors and the parts they play. And because there are so many costume changes, I will just highlight the most important ones. I've also asked the actors to describe themselves, so it's in their own words. Oliver, Orlando's brother, is played by Reuben Johnson, who describes himself as a tall brown actor from Salford. His long dark hair is often tied up in a tight topknot, and he has a short dark beard. He first appears in dark blue suit, black waistcoat, and shiny black shoes, trying on a jacket that has visible pinned seams and in different coloured sections. By the end, he wears simple pale linen trousers and a light brown summer shirt, open to the waist. Orlando, his brother, is played by Shaban Dar, who describes himself as a British-Pakistani actor from Manchester in his mid-20s. He has light brown skin, dark medium-length hair, and dark eyes. He has an athletic build and a resonant voice. As Orlando, he first appears in olive green tracksuit bottoms, sleeveless black hoodie, trainers, and a beanie hat. By the end, he's wearing cream-striped linen trousers, a short-sleeved white shirt over a t-shirt, and straw trilby hat. Ada, who is Orlando's 80-year-old servant, is played by Claire Hackett, who describes herself as a middle-aged white woman with natural grey hair from the Wirral. As Ada, she wears tweed skirt, buttoned-up blouse, cardigan, pinny, lace-up brogues and wire-rimmed glasses. Later, wearing a woolen dressing gown and her hair in curlers up in a scarf. She also plays Corin, who is a male 40-year-old shepherd with a Yorkshire accent, and wears a traditional 17th-century smock, trousers, coat, waistcoat, and 20th-century wellies. Rosalind is played by non-binary actor E.M. Williams, who describes themselves as a black mixed-race actor with light skin and a petite muscular figure. They have short, silver-bleached hair with dark roots, dark eyes, and ear and nose piercings. Rosalind first appears in stylish white shirt with a huge bow, short black skirt with long black ruffle attached at the back, fishnet tights and high black shoes, her black straight hair scraped up into a high topknot behind a black hairband. As Ganymede, they wear pale linen trousers with one leg brown and the other cream, an apricot satin shirt, braces, soft red men's shoes, and shaven head with dyed silver hair. By the end of the play, Rosalind is wearing a white chiffon shirt worn open, ragged shorts, and bare feet. Celia, Rosalind's cousin, is played by Isabel Coward, who describes herself as a petite white woman in her early 20s with a short browny-blonde bob, which is slicked back at the start but gradually becomes more dishevelled. At the start, she wears a smart blue suit with a shiny blazer, mid-length black trousers, and black boots. In the forest, she wears a pale floral romper suit with colourful skirts over the top, a long colourful striped cardigan, stripy tights, and comfy brown boots. Touchstone, the court jester who journeys with Rosalind and Celia to the forest, is played by Joe Morrow, who describes himself as a medium-height, white, 35-year-old cis male actor from Leeds. He has an expressive face, dark brown hair, and a distinctive rasp to his voice. As Touchstone, he appears in a number of outlandish costumes and wears heavy makeup throughout. His first outfit is a purple body stocking, black corset with gold buttons, red wig piled high on the head with long tendrils down the side of his face, high red boots, and a gold pleated cape that he flaps like wings, and later adds a black fitted tailcoat with red trim. When wooing Audrey in the forest, he dons pink and brown paisley flares, a pink ruffled shirt, and brown suede waistcoat. And at the end is in full drag, with long ginger wig and white ruffled dress, with a long white veil for the wedding. Hesperia and Audrey are played by Terry Donovan, who describes herself as an actor in her 20s with feminine features, short brown hair and grey eyes. As Hesperia, she wears black leatherette trousers and quilted green bomber jacket, black Converse and a makeup belt. Then as Audrey, she's very visibly pregnant, in loads of layers, including a green corset, denim jacket, puffer jacket, purple fur coat, black boots, and her hair extensions in space buns. By the end, she's wearing fabulous furry white trousers, complete with multi-layered tops and a long white veil. Duke Frederick is played by Ali Gadima, who describes himself as a Mancunian actor with olive skin. He is tall with long, black, very curly hair, a short beard, and tattoos on his arms and hands. Duke Frederick first appears at the wrestling match, with his black shoulder-length hair wild and long, a dark golden-black brocade suit over a purple shirt, black mid-height boots, gold chain, and dark glasses. As Duke Senior in the forest, he wears a long, dark brown ribbed fur coat with hood, scarf, and his hair in a topknot. Charles the Wrestler and Silvius, who woos Phoebe, are two of the various parts played by Bailey Brook, who describes himself as a white actor in his 20s from Leeds, who is tall with medium-length brown hair. As Chainsaw Charles, he wears a red, white and blue tracksuit with silver shoulder pads and wrestler booties with his hair in a topknot. Later as Silvius, he wears rustic, baggy mustard trousers with a brown and blue top and braces, white socks and deck shoes, then gradually losing layers of clothing until by the end of the play, he wears a skirt and nothing else. Le Beau and Phoebe are played by Gemma Dobson, who describes herself as a plus-size woman from Leeds in her early 30s with a West Yorkshire accent. As Le Beau, she wears her hair scraped back into a low ponytail with cat's-eye-shaped glasses on a chain, red lipstick, and a purple top with puffy shoulders, black trousers, and heeled boots. When playing Phoebe, she has her hair up in a plait crown, a boiler suit with skirts over the top, and by the end, a white corset, black frock coat and veil. Jacques is played by Adam Kashmiri, who describes himself as an Egyptian Glaswegian actor in his early 30s with sand-coloured skin, curly short brown hair, medium-length beard and brown eyes. As Jacques, he wears a long dark overcoat with mud around the bottom, double layers of waistcoats, a blue scarf and boots. Joe Patmore plays various characters, including the tailor, Amion, and William. She describes herself as a petite, white, fairly androgynous-looking actor from East Yorkshire with short dark hair. As Amion, she plays the guitar and sings at various points. As the tailor at the start, she has smart grey trousers, a purple shirt, and a red patterned waistcoat. And as the referee for the wrestling match, a black and white striped T-shirt with a whistle, and her hair spiked into a mohawk. The creative team. The composer is Robert Bentall. The sound designer is James Earls Davis. The designer is E.M. Parry. The lighting designer is Kieran Johnson. The fight director is Bethan Clark. Movement director is Jamal Birkmar. The casting director is Lucy Casson. The assistant director is Hallam Breen. And the director is Laurie Sansom. Further information. The performance lasts 2 hours and 35 minutes, plus an interval, which is usually 20 minutes, so a total of nearly 3 hours. It contains haze and a flashing light sequence, but there is no use of strobe lighting. The age guidance is 12+. Thanks for listening. We hope you can come along and enjoy the show.